The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is Perth Now editor Nat Richards. G'day, Nat.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We've made it to the end of the week, and today we're going to do something a bit different. I want you to put on your famous Royal Watcher hat, the one that we talked about yesterday, purple velvet, gold trim, bejeweled, bedazzled.
Just picture me in the robe here.
In the robe. You've got your scepter at the ready, because we are going to unpack everything that you need to know about Prince Philip's funeral this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, well, I know before you switch off, guys, I know, I mean, some people might say they don't care, but these things don't happen often. It's not often, right, royal falls off their perch. Very well looked after.
Yeah, you say royal funerals happen even, they're even more rare than royal weddings.
Oh, they are. And we don't often get these senses of occasion, and they're very traditional. Yeah. I mean, I know tradition is a big thing in the UK, but as far as the royals go, you don't get much more traditional than that. And it's going to be a very somber occasion.
Pomp and ceremony.
Oh, forget this celebrational eye stuff and balloons and doves. No, this
we're not going to see any of that.
Incredibly somber. This is going to be, it's going to be an epic, even though it really is more scaled down than most occasions of this magnitude. It would be like a Diana would be much more pompous.
That was huge. That was bigger than Ben-Hur, that one. So COVID restrictions have dialed it back.
And also he didn't like the pomp and ceremony. He wants it a bit more, you know, tight, close-knit group of family members there, and he doesn't want the whole shebang. So, it's going to be interesting because of COVID too. First thing is going to be a very tight guest list. So we've only got 30 people allowed to attend. Now, it'd be outrageous if the royals went and flouted those rules. So they're not going to.
And, Oprah, is Oprah on the guest list?
Oprah is not on the guest list.
Surprise, surprise.
I can tell you who is on the guest list and who actually has not made it, which is quite surprising. So obviously you have the Queen, and you'll have, you know, the Duchess of Cornwall. Camilla will be there alongside Charles. You'll have William and Kate, and you'll have Harry there. Obviously Meghan won't be there. She's away to... earlier said that she doesn't want to be centre of attention. Maybe that's true. And you've got, the Duke of York will be there, Prince Andrew, you know, you'll have, and even as you get a bit lower down the list as well, you'll have Beatrice will be there and Eugenie. Interestingly, their partners will be there. They're only married into the family quite recently. Eduardo, or Edo as they call him, and Jack Brooksbank as well, he'll be there. You'll have, Prince Edward's obviously going to be there with Sophie. They're quite senior royals. Obviously, you've got Anne will be there. Now, interestingly, in this long list, there is no mention of Sarah Ferguson. Now, I know that her and Andrew have been split for a long time, but we all know what's going on here, right? Can we just call a spade a spade? They've been together a long time. I think that as much as they've not said it, I think they're together again, aren't they? She's been very much part of the family for a long time. She's not on the list.
She's not on the list. Bojo?
And Philip didn't like her.
Bojo's not on the list?
No, he's not. It's all family. It's all family members. Now, this is interesting too, that we've got some of his German relatives. Now, what people know that he's got these German ancestors.
And I thought he was Greek.
Yeah, well, he is. But he's also, I mean, the royal family's German too. In fact, the Queen and Philip, you know, they're distant cousins, right?
I think I remember hearing that.
I mean, this is like pedigree dogs all over again.
That's right.
And it's not only the corgis that are inbred in the royals. And we've got some interesting family members here that we won't have necessarily be very familiar with. We've got Prince Philip, who is a grandnephew. We've got the Countess Mountbatten of Burma. She's a close friend. We've also got other family members who are German. We've got Princess Alexandra, Bernard, who's the hereditary prince of Baden. We've got Prince Donatus, who's the Landgrave of Hesse. He's a cousin.
That sounds like a character out of Game of Thrones.
Just, doesn't it? We've also got a close friend who's made it onto the list too. We've got a cousin of the Queen who's made it onto the list. It's a real mishmash of people. Mike Tindall's going to be there.
Oh, Zara Phillips, the international rugby player.
Yeah.
And
he's probably going to be the most normal there.
And so the BBC has, I've heard, blocked out like a 5-hour window in their programming
That'll
schedule.
That'll upset all the Brits who are stuck in lockdown because they're going to have to sit through 5 hours of Prince Philip's funeral.
What are they going to be showing? Like, what is going to be in the telecast?
I mean, the funeral isn't going to last 5 hours, don't get me wrong, but they'll have the actual service will start about 10 o'clock our time, so 3 o'clock local time, and it'll start with a minute's silence across the nation. I imagine as a member of the Commonwealth, we'll be expected to do the same. But beforehand, there will be the procession. Now, this is one of the old traditions in the royal family. This is the thing that generates all the headlines. It's the moment when at Diana's funeral, when we saw Harry and William walking behind together with, you know, her brother and their father, looking very somber. It's a real display. We'll have that procession happen as well. William and Harry will be taking part, but they won't be standing next to each other. And I think this is a very tactical move by the Queen to make this, to separate them just a little bit. They put Peter Phillips in the middle. So he's not a very well-known royal, and he's going to be smack in the middle of the pair of them. So they're not going to walk shoulder to shoulder.
So there'll be three of them with, and he'll be the meat and the sandwich, and the royal sandwich.
So there'll be nine of them that are walking. Princess Anne, the Princess Royal, will be among them. You'll have Andrew, you'll have Edward, you'll have Charles, obviously, and you'll have William and Harry will be there. But Peter Phillips, interestingly, will be stood in the middle of them. So they'll be sort of in a line, and he will be sort of separating the pair of them. And they'll also have to distance as well. So when they're outside, they're going to have to distance because of COVID. And
masks?
When they get inside the chapel, yeah, they're going to have to wear masks as well. So beforehand, I mean, we might see some displays of emotion. I know this sounds a bit cruel, but, you know, we're going to want to see that. That's why we're watching it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, let's be honest here. We want to see the displays of emotion from the royal family. But when they get inside, they're going to have the masks on, so they're not going to see an awful lot. Obviously, they've got to be COVID safe. The Queen's going to have to social distance within the actual service too. So she's going to potentially be sitting alone.
All by herself.
Which would be absolutely heartbreaking. So they'll go through the ceremony beforehand. The procession beforehand, rather. And then they'll do the ceremony. And then they'll all emerge. And they can only have a wake for six people.
Because they're only allowed. It cuts down the guest list even more.
Yeah, so they're only going to be able to have small get-togethers. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. They haven't told us. And should they really feel like they have to? It's a private thing. It is the wake afterwards. So be interesting to see how they do it. I wonder if they all get together in gangs of six.
Yeah.
Who would you have in your gang of six for a wake?
The thing is, the various palaces they've got are so huge, so cavernous.
They'd each have a ballroom.
They'd have a ballroom each.
Yeah, I know. I pick for my... My pisshead group.
Yeah, you'd want Harry, wouldn't you?
You want Harry, yeah, definitely.
Just don't invite Prince Andrew.
But yeah, that's going to be the fun part. I mean, you know, I say that it's fun at a funeral. But, you know,
but that's the bit where you celebrate. You let your hair down, you celebrate their life, you exchange stories and anecdotes.
Yeah.
There's a cathartic element to it for sure.
And much now, as they're sad, you know, I mean, he has had a very good innings. It is a bit of a celebration, the wake of it, I think, for an occasion like that. When someone's managed 99 years,
we should all be so lucky.
See him off in style. So, I mean, they'll have a very somber occasion though beforehand. That's it that we'll see on the TV.
And will there be a sort of a motorcade of Prince Philip through the street?
He's modified a Land Rover. So, I mean, this is very Prince Philip, isn't it? It's taking something that's very old-fashioned and, you know, putting his own spin on it, which is exactly what he's done with the royals, right? So, he's going to have this green, and we've seen this for the first time as well. You can see the pictures on Perth now. And almost like a tank. It's been modified into a hearse and it's carrying his coffin.
And is it going to go through the streets and are people will be lining the streets? Oh, no, is that allowed?
No. I mean, we're talking COVID times here. I mean, remember that they haven't got it as good as we have it over here in Australia. They're still very much.
So it's going to be a very reduced, not as much of that big public spectacle.
No, it won't be as big as Diana's, not by a long shot. And we have seen as well that there've been already the flowers laid out since he passed as well. So all sorts of little tributes are being laid by people. What's lovely messages as well. Somebody put down a little Land Rover, which was very cute. And someone's put a message saying, "We all loved you." Which is really nice because he didn't cop some great press during his life. You know, he didn't. And it's really nice. And I think Charles and Camilla had been around and looked at these tributes and he seemed quite choked up as well in the footage that we saw. So, yeah, I mean, I can imagine it'd be very heartwarming for them to see that he was so well-liked as well. I think we sort of took him as a mad uncle. Yeah, and yeah. You went, you know what, we love you to pieces. You embarrass us, but we love you to pieces.
And for the people who are tuning in to see, yeah. you know, sort of the latest in the Royal Rift and the Harry, Meghan and William yes. situation, do you think there'll be anything much to see there?
We'll all read into it, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do. They're not going to give us much, so we probably will read into it. I think they've tried to knock that on the head as much as they can by keeping them separate during the procession, because that's the thing that we'd all be watching, their body language and whatnot. I don't think we'll see much. I think they'll be under strict instructions to keep it respectful. If you remember on Commonwealth Day, which was Kate... I get them right. Meghan and Harry's last engagement before they buggered off to the US. We saw William, Kate, Meghan, Harry, Charles and Camilla go in this like procession, the traditional procession into Westminster Abbey. And you saw, that the body language during that was not great. You could see that there was bad blood. You could see that there were some stony looking faces. And, well, we're expecting stony faces at a funeral. I think that they've made an effort to stop us from reading into that by putting Peter Phillips in the middle of them, making them distance. I don't think there'll be any opportunity to see much from the way they interact. And I think that'll be deliberate to stop us from speculating on it, of course.
Well, we still
will. There's grubby media, folk.
Yeah, well, we still will on Monday when we have you back on the West Live.
Well, you know, as well, I know that one more thing, actually, the suits... They've released what's going to happen with those suits. And you know, so we were going to watch for what happens
that.
There.
Yeah.
They're all going to be wearing just ordinary suits with their medals. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
That's quite good. Yeah.
Yep. I think that's great. Well, Nat, thank you so much for updating us on all the latest on the royal funeral. We'll all be watching it over the weekend. We'll probably talk about it on Monday. We'll see you on Monday in the West Live.
Ta-ra, have a good one.